as anyone who has ever had a grandparent knows. After all, secondary characters are what flesh out the plot. What would Great Expectations be without Miss Havisham? Or Romeo and Juliet without the nurse? Mrs. Hudson may not get as much time in the stories as Sherlock Holmes does, but a reader is always very happy to have her show up. The central figures of my childhood were my mother and father, but an essential part of the plot was my pink-skinned grandmother and gruff and demanding grandfather, Quinlan, and my dark and somber grandmother and gentlemanly grandfather, Pantano. They illuminated the story of where I had come from, Arthur's grandfather and I, my daughter-in-law's parents. It will be the same. We provide color, texture, history, mythology, but we are not central. Mama means mama. Daddy means daddy. But Nana might just be a piece of fruit. Later on, he will be able to say apple and tractor, and even, rumor has it, pterodactyl. Although at the moment, the last is such a welter of undifferentiated consonants that it would take a linguist, or a parent, to figure that out. Soon he has mastered the word banana, and when he does, Nana becomes notably me. "Nana, please," he says when he wants something, often something he is not permitted to have. He is always happy to see me. He is not leveled by the leaving. On the evenings when I give him his dinner, his bath, and his bedtime stories, he sometimes cries as I put him in the crib because he realizes this means I'm all he has. "Mama and Daddy will be home soon," I say. The magic words. His grandfather is Pop. For a while there was one word, Nana Pop. Sometimes there were three. Nana Pop Gus. Gus is a Labrador retriever. That certainly puts things in perspective, doesn't it? It's a complicated relationship, being a good grandparent, because it hinges on a series of other relationships. It's an odd combination of being very experienced and totally green. I know how to raise a child, but I need to learn how to help my child raise his own. Where I once commanded, now I need to ask permission. Where I once led, I have to learn to follow. For years, I had strong opinions for a living. Now I need to wait until I am asked for them, and modulate them most of the time. Probably I overreact. One day I wrote his parents an email about a school. "You should consider this for Arthur." I stared at the sentence and then changed it. "You might want to consider this for Arthur." Better to suggest than to command. Because the kind of grandparent you are is partly determined by the relationship your child has with you, partly determined by the one a son or daughter has with his or her spouse, partly determined by the relationship you have with the person your child has chosen to have a child with. It is determined by history, too. Sometimes by what passed between you and your son and daughter many years ago, the things that have left an afterglow or a scar. It is often determined by a relationship that most grandparents think they have mastered or at least successfully deconstructed. That is, being a parent. Ah, how we have convinced ourselves that there is no unfinished business when adding another generation to the great human chain often excavates not so much the future as the past. It is interesting to discover how many people are disconcerted not because their parents are bad grandparents, but because they are better grandparents than they were mothers and fathers. Or, as one woman said to me of her father, "He never took me to the movies," which might have seemed shabby and small to me had I not once bristled at the news that while my father never once turned the boat around when I was seasick, he was more than willing to do so for his grandchildren. Most of us entered the parental enterprise with one of two impulses: to be as much like our own mother or father as possible, or to be unlike them in every conceivable way. And then we have children and discover what a difficult, circuitous, and ad hoc road our own parents traveled. And often our mindset changes, or at least our behavior does. How many women have I known who vowed